as nature takes its course, we get a course in nature. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files. New advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. I'm hiking in the Rockies just northwest of Boulder, Colorado, amidst thousands of majestic lodgepole pines. Miles of them, some almost 100 feet tall, and most of them dead. Victims of an infestation of pine bark beetles, natural predators that because of milder winters and drier summers have proliferated to a point many times greater than normal. The result? I'm standing in it. One of the many lodgepole graveyards. Eerie, brown, standing remnants of once thriving forests in northern Colorado and southern Wyoming. NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research right here in Boulder, is leading a new project to look at interactions between the Earth's surface and the atmosphere. Scientists will analyze the effects of these large swatches of dead forest on temperature, smog, and other aspects of the atmosphere. This four-year field study will use aircraft, ground-based instruments, and computer modeling to analyze collateral damage, unseen consequences caused when the forest suddenly dies off. Early computer models suggest that temperatures in this region could temporarily rise 2 to 4 degrees. Cloud and precip patterns could be affected for decades, and there could be an increase in smog in urban areas because of higher levels of CO2. I guess we're not out of the woods yet. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.